You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Can I read some mailbag prompts?
Please, yes. Let's hear the slander.
CashTheTicketPodcast@gmail.com. Kyle sends us an email. Subject is, with a bunch of H's. I've never lost so much money on March Madness on the opening day in my life. Holy shit, let's hope for a good Friday. His follow-up, already time to adjust the betting Bible? So many fails.
I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I don't bet with the public. And I don't take big favorites. Like, I just don't do it. I was on a couple of short dogs. They were dog shit. I mean, guys, this is what we talk about. 60% is your dream. Your dream. And for a while, we were flying at 70. It was a bad day. And it happened to be highlighted because it's the opening day of March Madness. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I look at certain bets, and I happen to pick a team on the day they had their worst game of the year, or you have a terrible beat with Texas or a terrible beat with Drake. Guys, it's gambling. I wish it went better. I take it very serious. I was so mad. I got up at 5:30 in the morning on Friday, went to the gym in Vegas because I had a hard time sleeping because I was so angry about our Thursday and I felt bad. I felt bad for the people. Like, I'm not being a dick. I said this on the hotel episode. My life's going to go on regardless. I don't like losing money, but I'm not going to end up under a bridge. All right, but I was pissed. I take pride in what we do. I'm up at 5:30 like an asshole at the gym because of stupid bets, because of this podcast I do. You fucking kidding me? No, I'm not adjusting the Bible because over the long haul, it's what keeps you alive.
Okay, this is going the other direction. I'm going to kind of go back and forth because Greg has our back. He says, gents, I appreciated Mike's concerns last week about the picks. Wants to do well for the people. He said, I, for one, do not care. We are in this together. I'm in control of how much I bet. If I bet, I can do my own research if I have to. I trust you guys in your picks. I trust your instincts with various teams. I just want to tell you guys, we're in this together. We win and lose as a team. When I follow your picks, you helped me win money earlier in the year. Don't worry about the idiots complaining. He says, appreciate the work you guys do. That's from Greg.
Well, thank you, Greg. Look, we are a team on this. I mean, if you want to just, you know, be a dick, I mean, whatever. It's free country. Be a dick. I don't know what to tell you. Like, we do our best, man. And unlike a lot of these scuzz bucket pods or scumbags in the industry, like, I'm not sitting here telling you I'm a pro. I'm not charging you. You're not seeing Jim on some Instagram video going, 17 in a row, motherfucker, clients, cash big. That's not Jim.
But to get to what you said, I gave out Fairleigh Dickinson at halftime against Purdue. It just felt like one of those games, right? They have a lead and it was plus 600. Some guys messaged me and said they got it at plus 800.
Ooh.
But guys, they tailed. We played it together. It was a fun way to wrap up Friday night and a lousy start to the tournament.
Hell yeah.
Gave out a plus 600 on social media. I want to give people stuff when I can. Very next day, I give out Duke Moneyline. I get beat up. Okay, guys, if you took the 6-1 the day before, we're doing okay. We're in this together. That's the deal. David emails us, cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com. Subject is, we are all the same. You guys seem to be just as bad as the rest of us when it comes to March Madness. That's why it's called Madness. My new plan is to stick with who I like. Bama and Texas all the way. And Sparty as long as possible. Good luck to all.
Not mad at you. We were dominant in the regular season, but you're right. March Madness seems like just seems like the real equalizer, man. I'm really bummed out how that went. I feel bad. I really do.
Email from John in New Baltimore. Evan is the best, Mike not so much, dot, dot, dot. Here's the email. Got talked into playing fantasy golf this year, tourneys, stuff like that. Evan's picks have helped me tremendously. I ask that you share the wisdom a little earlier than last minute on Wednesday. Hey, you can't, Evan has a process, okay? Don't let Evan work through it. He has like Monday stuff that he processes. Rest of the email says, also, I may need to fade anything Mike watches after 11 p.m. Mountain West showing this year was painful.
It was bad.
Maybe they look better when you're getting ready for bed.
It was bad. Look, it was bad. I mean, guys, I don't care. I'll be a big Guido Pinata. Do whatever the fuck you want. I didn't hear anybody complaining when I was 22-1 in college ball. Like, I mean, guys, this is how it works. How the fuck do you think they stay open? You think we're just going to cruise along hitting 85%? Like, guys, we got our asses kicked on Thursday. We rebounded nicely. What do you want? Fuck, I know. Trust me, I signed myself out. I didn't even bet the night games on Friday. That's how bad I was for 2 days. I get it.
Here's one more.
I feel like a dog who's getting his nose rubbed
I'm sorry, there's one more that's...
Fuck it, go ahead.
Had some criticism. This is from Brian Metro. He said, little disappointment. Mildly disappointed that the March Madness bracket breakdowns are just focusing on spreads. I appreciate you guys like making money, but is there a segment of the population that still lives on these brackets no matter how much you want to downplay it? So yeah, do your spread bracket breakdown, but why not take 10 minutes and just bomb through the brackets and who you think is going to win? Okay, we addressed it at the start. Brackets, some of you are still playing them out of obligation. But how's your bracket look right now with all the upsets?
Destroyed.
With Princeton and Fairleigh Dickinson, 2-1 seeds are out, 2-2 seeds are out. How's your bracket doing?
It's destroyed.
You would have liked us to rifle off 10 minutes worth of picks to throw it in the garbage, rip up your bracket, hit delete, delete, delete?
Yeah, all I'll tell you, not to be a dick, we're not catering to you. I can't be all things to all people.
Yeah.
This podcast is a sports betting pod, and realistically, yeah, you may as well be 70, dude. No one's playing brackets. It doesn't matter. It's like why I don't do horse racing every day or horse racing every week, etc. So
people do want more of that, by the way. I'm not going to go through all those, but people are like, hey, don't miss too many weeks.
We're not.
We like this stuff.
You're not. I was out of town. I cut a pod from the goddamn hotel room to make sure you guys had stuff.
I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad. I'm just passing along. People like what you're doing with the horse racing. It's supposed to be a moment of encouragement,
Mike. I
need
a cocktail.
People like the content.
I need a fucking cocktail.
Okay, let's wrap on this. We will have content this week. Get Kenny back on some hockey picks.
We'll have it. Well, Kenny's on a cruise right now. So
that's right. Never mind.
Sit tight on that.
Maybe I have a hockey player too this week.
Oh, first power play point while smiling.
No, I've dropped that whole deal. But I have something else I've been tinkering with. We may debut that.
We'll have Evan on golf.
Evan on golf, and we'll get to like official plays for this week's games.
We'll lock in Wednesday and Friday. Friday will be nice because we'll know the matchups for Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll have golf. We are going to do a Masters Megapod when the time is right. I'll probably have some horse racing for you later in the week. And yeah, I mean, we got to clean it up. That was a really rough first round. And if you crushed it, I'm happy for you. I don't spite anybody. But it's like, no shit. We didn't have a good Thursday. At least the BGB hit, and it's 10-1. I mean,
Kostolok and BGB both hit. So the games we felt the strongest about were winners.
I'll take it.
Friday, Saturday, and a little bit of sprinkled on Sunday for me. If it was just Friday, Saturday, Sunday, been fine. Been okay. Like we said, maybe 55%, you know, game here or there, you're on the right side of things. Thursday just fucking sucked.
Is what it is. It sucks.
We move on.
Yeah, we'll try to do better. We'll try to be better for you. I know we disappointed you. CashTicketPodcast@gmail.com. You can keep the feedback coming. Keep the reviews coming too. Good, bad, ugly.
Well, like we said earlier, with these people that bomb restaurants they hate and these businesses live off of ratings and reviews, it's a belief I have. Like, leave more positive reviews on businesses that you do like because these places are fighting an uphill battle as is. So we appreciate when you guys drop a 5-star.
Yeah, it's cool.
A nice review. And you guys are pretty thoughtful in the stuff you write. So keep that stuff coming.
We'll make it happen. We'll try to be better. Do the best we can on it. And whatever you do, don't be a moron. Make sure you're betting responsibly. That's why I signed myself out. Thank God I didn't bet Texas A&M for that reason because, whoa, buddy. Then it just was cocktail time.
Yeah.
No more bets. All right. We'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.